Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 6th, a reflection on I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day by Dr. Joel Woodruff, president of the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. End quote. John chapter 16, verse 33. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. This was the message given by angels to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, upon the birth of Christ. Yet, as poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow bemoaned in his 1863 poem, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, peace on earth, goodwill to men, appeared to be a fanciful dream. The American Civil War was raging, a war in which more Americans would die than in all other American wars combined. As well, Longfellow himself mourned the tragic death of his wife 2 years earlier in a house fire, and the fact that his son had recently been severely wounded in battle. Where was the peace proclaimed by the angels of Bethlehem? But God entered into Longfellow's despair as he heard the ringing of the church bells on Christmas Day and was reminded of the message of hope that comes from the Prince of Peace. It was Jesus Christ, the realist, who stated, quote, in this world you will have trouble, end quote, yet who also proclaimed, quote, but take heart, I have overcome the world, end quote, and, quote, in me you will have peace, end quote. John chapter 16, verse 33. Longfellow responded to the gentle reminder of the bells by writing, quote, God is not dead, nor does he sleep. When men repent and turn from sin, the Prince of Peace then enters in, and grace imparts within their hearts his peace on earth, goodwill to men, end quote. Are you discouraged by the conflict in the world, the hatred in our society, or personal losses and disappointment? If so, listen for the bells of Christmas and take heart. For the one who loved us enough to enter into our world of pain and suffering has overcome the world. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, in the midst of a fallen and broken world, thank you for entering into my life with your grace and peace. Help me to pass that peace and goodwill to others during this season of Advent. Amen.